This morning, I wanted us to look at soldiers defined. It's difficult to do that because each soldier that is a part of a human army has their own definition and designation. A soldier defined. One's called to preach. One's called to teach in God's army. One's called to sing. One's called to witness. One's called with the blessing of a touch. One's called for special power over prayer. Many are called, but there is one who does the calling. That's how God set up His army. Of all the greatness of all the armies, no army will ever be greater than the army of God. And I'm proud to be a part of that army. Today, on November the 11th, 2018, we celebrate also the end of World War I. In 1914, the United States became a part of World War I. Allies and their allies and allies of their allies, and it became what's known as World War. Everybody was involved. Do you know why World War I was fought? It was fought to end all wars. World War I was to be the war that would end all wars. Didn't work. Won't work. I know the war that ends all wars hadn't come yet. And it's God's war. It's God's army. And God says, that last war is mine. That'll end all wars of wars, but it'll be God in charge. God looks to the heart of every one of His children. And He says to us, I want you as a part of my army. I want you as a part of an army that's going to take a message. The message of America is freedom, democracy. As crooked as it is, it's still better than dictatorship, socialism, communism. Sad and breaks my heart to listen to those who drum up and are so proud of being called a part of the Democratic Socialist Party of America. That's an oxymoron, definitely. Socialism, communism. Even the Creator of all gave you and me the freedom to choose. He didn't say, I'm going to make you do that. He didn't say, I'm going to make you accept my son, Larry. I will give you the choice. I'll give you the freedom of choice. That's what our nation stands for. That's why our nation is condemned. Globalism is nothing but the hand of Satan working. Really? I am going to have a nation that hates God tell me what I should do? I think not. Have you ever thought in your heart about the warrior family or friends that you have? About those who serve? Do you ever stop to think as to why an American in the service of the armed services of the United States would look on a battlefield, would look in a battle town, a situation, and out there somewhere is an American soldier that's being held captive. Oh, there's only one of them. And you dare believe that you ought to send 100 in to help that one, knowing that 100 could be slaughtered? Yes. I believe that with all my heart. If there's one that does not have their freedom, then I'm ready to give my life for their right to have that freedom. That's who we are as a family. That's the family that the United States of America ought to pay attention to. It's the family of God. It's God looking down on a nation and saying, I will make you fishers of men. You cannot fish for men if you don't have the freedom to fish for them. You thank a veteran for the freedom that you have, but you thank a God and a Savior for keeping us free. And He surely has. I am free within my heart if I am locked behind the cages. I am free in the arms of Christ. He's my commanding general. He's my commanding God. He's the one that will always be there with me. Family can't be there with me, even when I'm dying. No, they can be around, but they can't be there with me. When death knocks at the door, it's me and my Savior. Me and my Savior. Those lonely nights. Oh, every serviceman knows this. Guard duty, hated it. I was ordered to stay awake. My body said, don't pay any attention. I knew better than not to pay attention. So you made your body do what you didn't think you could. You would go though you were afraid and shaking. You would go into combat, not thinking, but doing full action. Because that's what we were trained to do. Is that not what the Christian army is trained for? Larry, when I call you to go, don't question the ones I send you to. Go! Just go! I'll direct the paths. I'll take care of everything. Follow me. Follow me, says God. But Lord, Jesus' disciples said, we don't know where you're going. That's why you have to follow Jesus, folks. Without Him, you'll get lost along the way. And that's an army you do not want to get separated from. We should never leave our wounded behind. I don't care what any human leader says. But you will die if you go. Then let me die. But let me die in victory. You see, Jesus said, let me die. For in death is victory for those I die for. If Jesus did not go to that cross, I would not be free today. You would not be free today. It was your leader that went to the cross, took your punishment, gave His blood. Your Creator, your best friend, all rolled up in the spirit of love. Larry Pete, I love you. I love that. And God goes right down the list and He names us. And in that love, you know what He says? I will show you my love for you. Will you show me your love for me? I'll show you my love for you in this battle. I'm more than willing to live and to die for you. You know what I ask of you, Larry? I want you to live for me. I've already died for it all. Will you live for me? Take my word. You stand for the truth. You lift up my voice. You unite together. But don't you dare compromise with the world. It is sin before Almighty God. I don't know what we're ever going to do if somebody tells God on us for not being about His business. He's in the business of putting together, not tearing apart. He's in the business of loving, not hating. He's in the business of strength, not weakness. It is God's business. And God looks at me in all my weakness and He said, Larry, when you are weak, I am strong. Depend on me. Nowhere does He tell me to go in front of Him. He always said, follow me. I will always go first for you, Larry. I will always make sure that the battle is won by the time you get there. All I want you to do is to have the holy boldness to go. And I'll give you the way. I'll give you the strength. I'll give you the power. And I will give you the victory. Ought to be a song, Brother Randy, Victory in Jesus, shouldn't it? Ought to be. For outside of Jesus there is no victory. I have hurt for our folks so many times of watching our young soldiers as they're trained and looking back and trying to remember when I was 17 going into Marine Corps. I wasn't too smart. As a matter of fact, I wasn't smart at all. But I wanted to be a part of something that was great. And I saw that as being an opportunity. Jesus says, you want to be a part of something great? Be a part of me. The greatest part that you can ever play is to play the part of service to Christ. And he says, when you do, you need to pay attention to me. Look in 2 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4. Endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. I want to please Jesus. Can I please Jesus and disrespect his word? Can I please Jesus by pulling myself away from the body of Christ, his church on earth? Can I be pleasing to Jesus if I'm not ready and willing to stand and watch him be victorious and to share with the world, it is through Christ we are great. It is through who Jesus is we are who we are. It is upon his authority that all other authorities exist. And God said, no authority exists without me. So it's God's business who he puts in charge of nations. It's God's business when he brings a nation to its knees. And when God brings a nation to its knees, do not look at that as a negative, America, for we're just about there. Look at it as a positive. For when I am brought to my knees, it gives me an opportunity to pray. It gives me an opportunity to look up. It gives me an understanding to know something. That without Christ I am nothing. And to give glory to God, praise to his name, and service to his call. And not to be counted AWOL when the time is right to stand and to die. God calls us for a purpose, but there's no greater purpose than the one beside you, each other. Our calling is to each other, a family of God, a band of brothers and sisters. All we're messed up. We got brokenness within us, in our mind. Folks, some of us are just half nuts anymore. We've got so much going on up here that we don't know what to do next. And then we commit a greater sin. We try to fix everybody else. There's something wrong with you, so I'm going to fix you. Physician, heal thyself. Look within the heart that Christ has given us. Look within our own world. And when we fix what is going on inside of us, then we are able to express love to others to where Christ can fix them inside of who they are. But it's the freedom of choice. Some do not want to be fixed. Some had rather live in misery, and that's a fact. Some I know live in misery continually. Nothing is ever right. Everything is always wrong. No peace in any situation, but my peace is my God's promise to me. Your peace is a gift from God to you. I will give you peace. I am the God of the living, not the God of the dead, he says. I'm the one who calls the armies. I'm the one who puts them down. no greater blessing than I've ever had is to be called by God to be a part of the family of God, to be a part of God's army. Now, folks, there's no greater calling than that. As a Christian, you've been given that calling. And as a Christian human being, our responsibility is to see where we are in God's army. Am I doing what God calls me to do? Am I living according to what God has called me to live and how? Am I ready and willing to give all that I have for the truth that He has placed within my heart? That's serving God. That's what builds a nation. A nation is built on the spirit of each individual human being that's a part of that nation. And a nation will fall the same way. What has built you and put you together? Is it the spirit of Christ or the wealth of a world? Is it the hope of tomorrow or is it the hope of wealth? You see, what good's the wealth of the world without a tomorrow with Christ? Nothing you have you're going to be taking with you except for that person right beside you. You see, when I share Christ and an individual says yes to Jesus, I get to be with them. We get to be together in glory. Well, we get to get at the supper table, Brother Randy. A table prepared for God's children. God's army. We need no weapons of this world. I need no authority from this world. I don't need man's ordination. I have a few, but I don't need them. I need the touch of the Master. He ordains men. He touches the hearts and changes civilizations. The one who created the seas will be the one that will empty them. The one who created you will be the one that will save you. I'm going to be with Christ soon. Oh, what a glorious day that will be. A day better than anything that I can imagine. And I'm proud to be able to say, I serve in the army of God. I serve with fellow Christians who do not believe that any should be left behind. That if we all must die for the truth of Christ, then so be it. For in my death I shall live in glory. In our unity as Christians, we shall live as the body of Christ on earth. I don't have the right to cop out and to run away from my responsibility on earth. Therefore, you and I must stand and proclaim the truth of Christ until He says that's enough. And believe me, when God says that's enough. It's over. I'm proud to be an American, but I'm most proud to be a Christian. The name Jesus Christ, may His name be above all names. May the proclamation of who He is be proclaimed throughout the universe. Before the time began and after this time ends, the name of Jesus will be reigning throughout all that exists and beyond. For that which is to exist later, new ages that God will create. What an army to be a part of. What a blessing He has given us and an opportunity. You're an American people. You've been given the greatest nation that's ever been known and the greatest opportunity to do something with the greatest wealth that the world has ever seen. And the greatest of all these is that of your Christian faith. I trust in the blood of Jesus. The war is already won. The battle, I can't even show up for a battle that's there. It's already won by the time I get there. Jesus says, just show up, stand up, And Larry, shut up till I tell you to speak up. But when I tell you to speak up, don't you dare back down. That's the word of God. And it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name. We thank you, dear Lord God, for the blessings and the joy of understanding soldiers compared. Oh, Father, thank you for your word and for your truth and for your strength. And all that goes on, we give you praise. And we give that to you in Jesus' name. Amen.